Hi, Ragini again. Welcome to video number 6, the last in module 1. And this is all about your desire to have a bit of magic up your sleeve. After all, if you can, why not? That's my attitude. So the larger whole is the magic. And there are many ways to name the larger whole to which we all belong. God, mystery, suchness, Allah, universe, emptiness, living system, great spirit, and thousands of others. Once again, please don't let language get in the way here. In the Mystic's Wisdom Decoded, we are going to use the term larger living system. And this comes from ecology and systems thinking. Examples of this is a whole person is a living system. When you enter with someone else into a relationship or even coffee or tea together, you become a couple in that moment, and that creates a larger living system that's then composed of the two of you. That notion continues to grow as you add more and more people in, more and more things in, like a company, a community, the town, the city, the state, the country, the hemisphere. Each one of these becomes a larger and larger and larger living system that encompasses the smaller ones within it. And that's how we're using this term. Your connection to this larger living system is the magic. And I can't emphasize that enough. This particular part of the Mystic's Wisdom Decoded is very important. You need to have your own connection to whatever you call the larger living system. You want to feel it in your body. Practice making it as real as you can. It all begins with visualizing, with language, and with imagining as if it really exists and is loving and wonderful and will take care of you. Now, for some of you, that may seem a little bit like, a little bit too New Agey, and yet work with it and make it so that it's something that feels good to you, because that's the only person that it matters for, is you. It's your connection. And this work is almost impossible without some connection. If you don't feel you have it, imagine as if you do. That's the beginning. Because this keeps magic in your pocket. That's how you can change your entire life. The mystery is that this can actually happen. It's pretty amazing, and yet it can, and it does. So our larger living system has the same three goals of all living systems. And again, this comes from the study of ecology. The basic goal of all living systems is homeostasis, or rebalancing. The second goal is re-energizing, or renewal. And the third goal of all living systems, as far as we know to date, is growth, or creative expansion. And this creative expansion seems to also become more and more complex. So simplicity moves to complexity, that complexity then moves to more complexity, and to more and more, and one time, sooner or later, it shifts to a different level, and all the complexity shifts into a new simplicity, which then starts growing into more and more complexity. That's what we're learning to deal with. Your mind can help you with creating your connection through visualization, mantra, prayer, contemplation, many kinds of things, chanting. It can also blind you by causing you to think that you can do this on your own, that your mind can do this. The thing is, the mind can never understand something that's bigger than itself. And the larger living system is bigger than the mind that can conceive of it. So what's the point here? The goal is to take charge of your attention. Put it where you need it to be. If it's on cynicism or skepticism, just step into the world of as if and put your attention on the possibility that it could be a loving, friendly universe. The 6-step process will help you honor your mind and teach it a new way. This is not anti-mind, but you have to teach it a different way to relate to things, and that's partially what this is about. So how does the unresolvable dilemma relate to the larger system? Because as you learned in the last video, the unresolvable dilemma is a big issue. It's the focus of this training and how to navigate it. Well, the unresolvable dilemma is actually in service to the larger system. It belongs to the larger system and exists to do certain things for it. And what it does for it is it actually is the larger system's operating strategy. If that word means anything to you, it's how it operates to fulfill its goals. And remember, the larger system, like all living systems, has three goals: rebalancing, renewing, and creatively expanding. How does it do it? It uses the unresolvable dilemma to rebalance, renew, and expand and grow you as well as itself. It's part of the mystery. And in this process, it gives you insight, purpose, and the expanded perspective that allows you to find a different brand of happiness and inner peace and practical wisdom. So we want to take a moment here and look at the creative role of resistance. To achieve creative expansion, the larger system uses these tools: conflict, ambiguity, friction, pressure. These are not things that we like or that we find enjoyable. Seemingly antagonistic conflict occurs between the drive to change and the drive to stay the same. We've talked about that earlier. Now, these are the tools that the larger system uses, and we perceive them as antagonistic. The problem: the paradoxical drives for both change and preservation appear and feel antagonistic. Conflict feels antagonistic in our bodies. The direction filter and the pleasure-pain principle are at work in these two drives and how they interact with each other. In this way of looking at the paradoxical drives, there is no option for perception of the hidden harmony. In other words, when you're looking at the problem through these eyes, it's your mind's eye. Your mystic's eye has no chance of perceiving anything here. When you shift to the way you perceive the paradoxical drives, you have a different solution. You perceive that they are in competitive collaboration, which we talked about earlier. There is a shift away from problem-solution thinking or either-or thinking. And you can verify for yourself that the friction is a creative dynamism between the opposing drives and that it evokes the emergence of the new, the fresh, the growth, the expansion. And for most of us, that kind of blows your head off there. You just look, his little toupee is thrown off his head and he's going, what, what? Because until you actually begin to experience that, it seems a little surprising. When you can actually perceive it and relax into it, the solution is then yours and the new perception becomes something that you can actually utilize in your daily life. So to get the complete picture is important. Here's a recap. You need to perceive the larger system's creative tools, which we identified as conflict, friction, and pressure. You need to perceive the interdependent nature of the interdependent polar pair. They are inseparable, they are complementary, and they are harmonious. And you're going to see exactly how that works in the rest of the modules in this training. You need to perceive the natural flow between the two interdependent polar pairs, remembering that it's value free. It's not dependent on your values. So there's some challenge there in learning to perceive that and relaxing with it. You need to recognize the interconnectedness of strengths and weaknesses due to impermanence. Because you see, I haven't talked about this much yet, but we'll get into it later in the training, very specifically, in the next module, I think. Each pole of an interdependent polar pair has its own set of strengths and its own set of weaknesses. And these are value dependent. These are determined by you and will reflect your values. The thing about these is that the strengths, no matter how powerful, will eventually wane, which is the result of change. They will shift into weaknesses so that they can renew and gather new strength. The weaknesses, no matter how intense, will gravitate to the strengths of the opposite pole, which will rebalance your system. This is what you're going to learn, exactly how to perceive and feel and lay down the new neural pathway for in the remaining modules in this training. You are going to accept each polar viewpoint as both valid and incomplete in terms of the complete picture. A circle offers 360 possible points from which to view the center. Life offers an infinite number. To be truly awake and free is to be free to move between all those possible viewpoints, staying unflappable, centered, present, accepting, and poised for action to create change. And there's the paradox. Inside each raindrop swims the sun. Inside each flower breathes the moon. Inside me dwell 10 million stars, one for each of my ancestors, the elk, the raven, the mouse, the man, the flower, the coyote, the lion, the fish. 10 million different stars am I, but only one spirit connecting all. And of course, your homework. How often are you aware of your inner pull to rebalance, renew, and creatively expand? What is your current relationship with conflict, friction, and pressure? Do you move away from it, or do you expand and embrace it? Are you currently blind to any aspect of the complete picture? And finally, where have you experienced yourself as part of a larger and more intelligent life process or system? Make a list. Could be camping, could be looking in the eyes of your beloved, could be just sitting and watching the wind blow through the trees. Describe the essence of these experiences in your own words for yourself, even though they're often indescribable. This helps to allow them to become real for your mind and your body. Okay, guys, hope you have a great week. Talk to you soon. Much love.